Hi, good evening. My name is Derek Calm with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Now, we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Now, this evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Now, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency?
No.
No. Okay. Now, let me just go up here. Wait 1 second. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely, very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. And with which political party are you registered under?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. And are you a member of an immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No. Okay. What is your main racial background?
White.
White. And what is your age group?
17 over.
All right. And your... Now, the elections for Florida State House were held today. Which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely voting for Republican, probably leaning?
Yes.
Or definitely?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will not be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you have never heard, please say so. Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Very?
Yes.
Erin Huntley?
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her, all right. And Carolyn Amish? Amnesty? No. Carolina Amnesty. Amnesty?
No.
Never heard of Scott Boyd?
No.
And Leonard Spencer?
No.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat. Donald Trump, Republican?
Trump.
Trump. Is that definitely voting for him or probably?
Yes.
Definitely?
No, definitely.
All right. And the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Carolyn Amnesty, Republican?
Republican.
Okay. And will you definitely vote or probably for Carolina? Definitely. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday for 4 felony charges of forgery, legally notarized in her own signature, and falsely certifying the signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty would face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Now, Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, the elections for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Carolina Amnesty?
Oh, Lordy. There's only her?
That's it for now. Yes.
Well.
Undecided?
I have no choice. Yeah, undecided, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Carolina Amnesty, Republican?
Well, none of them.
Excuse me?
None of them, I guess.
None of them, all right.
No.
Now, due to the state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for a re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. Now, you will now be asked about 2 potential Republican candidates who could run in November elections. Now, the first one is election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Erin Hunt, the Republican candidate?
Hunt.
Hunt. And definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Scott Boyd, Republican candidate?
The Republican, Boyd.
Okay. And would you say definitely or probably?
No, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. This classification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote 2020 presidential elections?
Republican.
Donald Trump. Okay. Now, when you vote for a candidate for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat or always vote Republican?
No, I don't always vote Republican. I used to vote Democrat.
Usually, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republican, or usually vote for Republican, or always vote for Republican?
Well, usually now it's Republican.
Usually, okay. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative, I guess, in my beliefs.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. Now, what is the last grade formal education you have completed?
College.
College?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this concludes our service. Thank you very much. You have yourself a happy holiday. Bye-bye.
You come. Bye.